Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that booty on the floor. Shake till you get a little soft. Show them your mama made up. Go on here, get a little low. Shake that boot in the car. Shake that boot in the stove. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus sky, I'm a mother rocket. I ain't got no heart. I can't be loyal to you. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Damn. Skinny petite. Damn. I know my love me. Damn. Cause she rub my feet. Damn. Damn. You don't touch me, somebody gon' touch me. You don't f*** me, somebody gon' f***. You don't love me, somebody gon' love me. Dang. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Dang. Shake that booty for a ride. Dang. Shake that boot on live. Dang. Shake that booty outside. Dang.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bapper Friends Show. I don't even know why I started that off with that song, because booties is not my favorite part of the body. I mean, people love what they like. They like what they like. They love what they love. But I'm a leg man. I don't care if you're short or tall. A woman with beautiful legs is something to be played with. But welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We are in the building tonight. It is just me and the production manager. Everybody else is on vacation. Please keep my girl Helen in prayer. She is dealing with a family emergency. I don't put extra details out there. So if you know her or if you're in contact with her, please keep your prayers out. Reach out. Don't bombard her. Let her deal with what she needs to deal with. But it's nothing that she can't handle. Her and God got that together. So we're going to go ahead and let y'all have that there. So anyways, y'all know how we do this. This is the Wild Out Wednesday show. Wow, it's motherfucking Wednesday. We made it halfway through the day. So we going to do the big booty party mix today, but we got stuff to celebrate. So we're going to get to some of those other things that we're going to be celebrating later, because I want to make sure that we have enough content to get y'all through the day, because it's just your boy Big Bap, and we're going to have fun. So the first thing I want to let y'all know is the phone lines are open. So I told y'all, it's the month of December, it's the holiday season, so I'm going to give away several things tonight, but you have to call in and you have to get it right. So we're going to start off with our first giveaway, okay? Now, let me give y'all the telephone number first, so y'all can go ahead and cue it in your phone for those of you who want to call into the studio because you think you know the answer to this question, okay? So the first thing we're going to do is give y'all the phone number. Let me say it one more time. The first thing we're going to do is give y'all the phone number. So the number is 563-999-3090. For those of y'all who kind of missed it and thought there was too many nines and threes and shit in there, let me do it for y'all the simple way. 563-999-3090. Because, you know, they're slow people. I have come to the conclusion that America has nothing but slow people in it. Like, some of y'all want to be bright and some of y'all want to be great, but y'all not that bright. So we're going to start off with that. So if you are a family member of mine and you are listening to the first question, I'm going to help you out. The first question is going to start with what I already told y'all we was going to be celebrating today, so this is what you get. The first person to call the show and give me my sister's birth date and time will get a free $45 D-Oils care package. So listen to what you got to give me. You got to give me the day she was born, my oldest sister, and the time. Now, you have to call in. You have to get this right. So you got to be a family member, or you got to know Big Red, a.k.a. Lucy, to get that information. So if you're friends with me on Facebook and you know my sister, go hit her up, go call her, go blow up her shit, because you got to get it right. And at the end of the day, the winner who gets that right will get a free gift basket from D-Oils right off the muscle. So we're starting off like that. So while we waiting on y'all to start calling in to guess that, we're going to get to one of the first things that I wanted to talk about today. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is white America. Let me do something for y'all real quick, because I understand. The president that y'all got and the Congress that y'all currently have and the business leaders around the world that y'all currently have convinced y'all that y'all need to start doing shit in honor of black people because of all the civil unrest, all the marching, and all the whatever that we have done in this country over the past year because of all of the things that have gone on in the black community. Well, as a voice in the black community, this is what I would like for you to do. Leaders of the free world, leaders of business, leaders who think that they are something. Before you start making a decision about what it is that you think you want, do me a favor, right? Let me do this for me. You walk in the room with blacks, not whites, not some other color, not Latinos, not Peruvians, not all these other things, but I want you to get people who only identify as black and was born black. Not the ones who, oh, I'm a mulatto, but I think I'm white. Oh, I'm whatever the hell I am, but I think I'm Hispanic or whatever. I want you to say this to black folks. Put them in a room with you and whoever it is that is your decision-making power, and ask them, in this situation, what is it that we can do to make it better? Because I am tired of seeing stuff. Like, I get it. Major League Baseball reached out and they said, black folks, what can we do to make some things equitable for you? And I get it. Major League Baseball said we need to quantify and say that all black records count in the Negro League, and everything that was done in the Negro League counts. And here's why I like and I dislike that statement. And here's why. Let me give you the like. I like the fact that black whoever that came up with whatever and think that that's a good thing to do is a great thing. I'm fine with that. But here's my thing. Satchel Paige and Babe Ruth don't have the same legacy because of what we did for Babe Ruth during the height of his career. Satchel Paige doesn't get that same recognition, doesn't get that same the same things, doesn't get the same annuals of history. His family doesn't benefit from the legacy of being one of the greatest black players in Major League and Negro baseball because he wasn't allowed to play in Major League Baseball. See, the problem that people don't understand about systemic racism is this. The families of the black and ethnic minorities who have done things right here in the United States do not benefit for what they have because simply we were not given the same equity opportunities when we were at the great of our career. So now the sad part, America, is these young up-and-comers don't give a fuck about none of that. They don't want to pay homage to none of it because guess what? They're looking back and they're saying that y'all done built it off of our backs for so long, so I'm getting mine, and if you don't like it, be hurt because we're not asking for anything back in return. But guess what, y'all? We're going to go get it. We're going to go take it. We're going to grab it by the balls, and if you don't like it, don't like it. But y'all know whenever my boy come in the building, we got to go ahead and give him a warm welcome. So let me go ahead and do it like this. I got D in the building. What it do, D?
Hey, man. What's good, man?
Man, we're going to be ignorant tonight, bro.
I know. I just got in here. You're talking about grabbing people by the balls. What's going on, bro?
No. See, tonight I'm hyped because, you know, I told everybody that we was getting ready to take the gloves off and we was going to go all in. So now we're going all in. It's go all in time. And
okay.
I opened the show talking about the, you know, what they're doing with Major League Baseball, allowing all the black records and all of that. And all of that's cool. But like I keep telling people, giving us stuff after everybody else has benefited but the black people, those records don't do nothing for us now.
I just noticed that. Yeah, they did open that up.
I mean, it's great because now you get to say, oh, these other people was just as great as these other people. But Babe Ruth and all the people who in the 1910s and the 1920s and the 1930s, all these white communities that was built and thrived because they didn't want to recognize these black players in football, basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever it is around the world. Now you want to go back and you want to retro say those records mean something, but they don't mean nothing because y'all have profited equitably from those things.
See, the thing about it is now they look at a person like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and all those people, and then now you start bringing in people like Satchel Paige and all those big black community and Hispanic people, those records in there, see, those people's names was at the top. Now you start integrating those black and Spanish people. They shit is going into the middle of the pack.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like I tell people, I don't care how great anybody else comes. The two greatest hitters to ever play the game were black. And if you really want to be technical about it,
all of them were black.
You can say what you want to say, but that's why it was so easy for Hank Aaron to go get that title. There's something about that natural country cornbread black boy that when he go to hit that ball, it do something special. You can say what you want to say. Because they got mad. Because here's the thing. This is what I had an argument with a baseball peer about 2-3 years ago. And I told him, I said, Barry Bonds deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, regardless of what you feel.
Listen,
and he said,
Barry Bonds actually got bigger naturally. I know that's hard to say. That was a natural build. That was a natural build because, listen, when everybody looking at it, okay, when he was playing for Pittsburgh, he was a small guy. But what you forget, he was still in his 20s.
Early 20s.
Shit, damn, they're 19.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Earlier, and, younger.
He was super young. And then as you see him when he went over to San Fran, he was like, he was still in his 20s, but then he got older. So as a person get older, he lift more to compensate for everything else. You know what I'm saying? So naturally, he got stronger as he got older, which he was building. Now, am I saying that he didn't take it? He probably took a shot.
Here's why I say Barry Bonds deserves it. Because let's look at two factors that you brought up.
No. You know what? Let's put it like this. Since from his beginning up to the time this steroid era, he would not his numbers would still be the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His numbers is comparable to anybody's before they say he started juicing.
Yep. And here's what I want people to understand. He was in the MVP race for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right.
And what people don't understand, when you go back and you go back and you look at the history of baseball, there are very few people who can say that they played for the Pittsburgh Pirates and was in the running for the NL MVP. There's not been very few. After Bonds, the next person that you get that even got in the running was McCutcheon.
Yeah.
That's a long drop. It's a long drop. And when you go back before that, that drought's even longer when you look at who was the last NL MVP to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates. There was a long drought. And I ain't talking about who he finished in like
Roberto
the top 10
Clemente.
Of voting. He's talking about top two or three.
Yeah, Clemente. He won, I think he won a Cy Young over there.
That's it. And so what I'm trying to get people to understand is this. In America, America has this great belief system that you're innocent until proven guilty. So if you never caught this man red-handed of doing anything, give him his just dessert now. We'll be right back on Big Bap and Friends after this quick commercial break.
And moving, trying to get to you and that booty, trying to get to you and that booty, trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking the donkey, trying to get to you and that monkey, trying to get to you and that monkey, trying to get to you and that monkey. Girl, he's simping, limping, walk up in the club with a limping, limping. Now listen, what you gonna do with this pimping? What you gonna do with this pimping? Girl, I'ma call you later on the night of tomorrow. Now follow what you gon' do with this baller.
What you gon' do when I bend the block? Pull up on that ooze in the brand new truck. Speakers on blast with tremendous knock. TVs in the dash, rims just won't stop. You need to be down with a pimp like me. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar, you see. I'ma leave you with my number, you should holler at me. Cause I'm a baller, can't nobody hustle harder than me.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty, trying to get to you and that booty, trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking a donkey, trying to get to you and that monkey, trying to get to you and that monkey, trying to get to you and that monkey. Girl,
to get to
you and that monkey.
Ooh, girl. Right. I ain't trying to let that pass me tonight. I'ma put my beer in and tell you something slick. Whisper in your ear while I'm holding my food. I don't mean no harm, it's a hood in me. Tipping on that Richard Hennessy. Psychedelic colors in my jewelry. Suckers hella jealous cause you're digging me. Now what you gonna do, mama? I'm trying to dip later on, me and you, mama. I like the way that you groove and you move, mama. You know the women love me, I'm the 40 water. Popping my peas cause I'm late with gang. Nothing but the yay flowing through my veins. She wear Miss 60, can't fit in the Gucci. Cause her ass big enough to sit a cup on her booty.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking a donkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Yeah, I see
you looking up for my.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. So if you go on DJ's Roundtable on Facebook and Instagram, all of that information is there. And also, they are having a 50% off. Let me make sure that I'm correct in that. I was looking at the flyer today, but they are having a promo special. The promo code is GRATEFUL, GRATEFUL. Go to ashemporiumet.com, put that in, and you will be enjoying. Y'all know I love my teas. They got the beautiful, perfect herbal teas right now. If you are in a cold area, I recommend getting a cold and flu so you can go ahead and get something that's going to help with your immune system and be great. So they're having an inventory closeout of 50% off, if I'm not mistaken, and the promo code is grateful. If you don't have all the information, again, go to IG or go to Facebook, go to DJ's Roundtable. Y'all know the logo. Y'all see it up there. Click on it. The promo code is there. Go directly to the website. It's attached there on the thing. Click it. Order your stuff. Put the promo code in, and we're good to go. With that being said, y'all know what segment we come to now. It is Black History is World History. So I want to give a shout out to my girl, Yvonne. But we got to get into this Black History, and y'all know how I feel about Black History. It is everything. But today, we have one of my favorite people. And it's funny because I didn't look at it until right before I was doing the promo, but we're looking at Mr., because I like to call him Mr. I know he has a whole lot of other titles and accolades that they like to go by with him, but I like to call him Mr. His name is Mr. Carter Goodwin Woodson. He is what they like to call the father of African American history. He is a founder of the Journal of Negro History of 1916. Mr. Woodson, also in 1992, over 5,000 pieces of his literature was accepted into the Library of Congress. His home in D.C. has been preserved and designated as a National Historic Site. In 2002, Ashanti named Carter Wilson on the list of 100 greatest African American writer influencers in the United States. So I'm not going to go on and on because I love talking about people who've done wonderful things. But on today, if you have the time, I want you to go look up this gentleman. If you believe in writing, if you believe in journalism, if you believe in print publication, he is very much a person that you would want to go read up and learn about. The amount of information that's out there on him is ridiculous. So please, if you are a believer in journalism, if you're a believer in written books, if you're a believer in written articles of any type, he is definitely a great person to research. And if you have the time to go to D.C., please go to that historic site and pay homage to a person who took personal pride in just writing and doing things for us. But let me get my boy D back in the building, because D, we got our first caller in for the night. So let's see who we got on the line. We got somebody from the 561 in the house. What's going on, 561? Hello?
Is that me?
Yes,
is that me?
Yes.
Is that you? It's the only other person that I noticed on here from the 561. What did you?
Oh, well, what's happening, bestie? How you doing?
Oh, what it do? What it do? My dog in the building, what it do? Miss T. Lewis, happy belated anniversary.
Thank you.
Now, for those of you who don't know who this is not a scheduled interview. Y'all know when we do scheduled interviews, those come on the bottom hour. But we do have some things that we need to discuss because a lot has gone on since the last time you appeared on this show. Am I not correct?
Si, senor.
Si, senor. Okay, are you Cuban, Mexican, Peruvian? What nationality are you going with tonight?
Black, mixed with black.
You know what, your mama. Matter of fact, before we even move forward, we got to celebrate because I think our mama just had an accomplishment this weekend. So please tell the people what our mama just accomplished.
Yes, my mother graduated college at 54 years old with her bachelor's degree in mortuary science and cooking to take her boy to become a licensed funeral home director.
Congratulations.
And I said that because I've been talking to, this is the third 50-something-year-old that I have talked to who has gone back and repositioned themselves. Your mom, I was talking to another gentleman who At 49, he finally got his degree in a master's degree in computer technology and engineering, and he's now getting into the federal government and doing things of that nature. So people, don't think because you reach a certain plateau or a certain age, you can't go back to school, you can't go learn something, you can't go get a new trade, a new skill. There are always opportunities for those willing to go get it. Because I know people say, ooh, I can't be successful because of COVID. I can't be successful because of my baby mama or baby daddy. I can't be successful because of my kids. Those are excuses. Those are excuses. And what we're not going to do is accept excuses when people are getting out of here and they're making a way out of no way. This ain't an old Negro spiritual, but we're gonna be real. Like, there are people out here who don't got to get up every day and doing. But we ain't gonna preach no sermon because we got other stuff to talk about. Miss Lewis, so we were originally doing something, and I made a change because I'm a believer in change is good.
Okay.
So girl, you change that.
Bro, don't see why are you always getting in my business.
I just asked a question, man. I just asked a question.
See, this is why Helen's not here tonight. This is why Dwayne usually gets muted, because he be trying to strong arm me with that raspy deep voice. You hear him?
See, look, now you showing up. It's cool, bro. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool, bro.
Oh, I'll be getting I ain't gonna be petty. So Tanya, so here's what we did. So originally we had a bike raffle, and we have successfully completed giving away bikes for the new year, right?
All right.
So I did that because you were supposed to originally call in when we did the raffle. So I wasn't going to be mad because my best friend was celebrating her anniversary, and I kind of like called in the middle of her anniversary, and I should have got cussed out, but she know me. I don't really read messages anyway, so she loves me. So here's what I changed, because, you know, they say before you can be a blessing to other people, you got to be a blessing to those closest to you first, right?
Absolutely.
So what I did was I said the first giveaway that I'm going to give away is I'm not going to take it outside, because there are people that I personally know who need to, you know, make a lifestyle change, just because as you get older, it is hard to stay motivated and do certain things. And with COVID, it makes it more difficult to do all the things that we want to do. So the first thing that I decided to do is the second bike that I was going to raffle off. I'm not going to raffle it off. I'm actually going to give it to my wife as a gift. So this is her inauspicious Christmas gift for herself.
Okay.
What I wanted to do is, instead of raffling off a second bike and raising money, we at DJ's Roundtable, Big Bap and Friends, are going to ask all of our listeners to come in and donate as much as they can. And the reason why I'm asking for them to donate, because I don't want it. And the production manager is going to tell y'all where to pay it to, where to send the money to, and what to do. But what I want our podcast to do is we want to pay for one session from one people that you pull from your pool list for the raffle for this. Because I don't want to be a part of who it goes to. I don't want to be a part of whatever it is. I just want to facilitate somebody getting a true service that they need.
Okay.
So between you and the production manager, I want y'all to get together, put whatever we need to put together so everybody can know that that's there, how they can donate these monies, and we want to make sure that we can help at least one person. And the reason why I wanted to do it is because the holiday season is the highest season for suicide rate and depression.
Absolutely. You combine that with a pandemic and a stressful presidential election, I mean, you have a recipe for disaster. So you have a lot of people. You have a lot of moving people here. I'm dealing with
And so I didn't want to do what everybody else is doing, because like I don't feel like when you're doing it that way you really get the benefit. So whatever that number is, and so let me tell you how we're going to do this and do it fairly. Whatever that number is, because I don't know, I've never asked her how much her services is. I don't care about the number. Whatever that number is for that one person to start an initial session with you, whatever we raise will go directly. Whatever is short, we at Big Bap and Friends and DJ's Roundtable will cover the rest of it out of our pocket, just to make sure that we make sure one person in this season gets blessed with actual whole health therapy, because that's what you provide. Matter of fact, explain to the people what it is that your business, your model, your package, what it does, because it's not just for individuals. It was family-centered for you. So explain to the people a little bit what it is.
So Motivation Magnify was launched in August, and it provides health and wellness coaching to individuals who seek change. And basically what that entails is a lot of times we seek advice and for people to tell us what we need to do when we're seeking answers that are normally found and should be found within ourselves. So I'm that person that believes that everyone has the potential to pretty much answer the questions that they're seeking, but sometimes it just takes that person to hold up that mirror to the inner God or the inner goddess that lies within you to motivate you towards change. And it doesn't just mean diet. It doesn't just mean exercise. We explore all different arenas in life. We explore career. We explore relationships. We explore spirituality. It's a multifaceted approach to the whole entire person, not just what you're eating, how much you're exercising. We also offer a group environment as well. So two different groups, group coaching, which sort of entails the same thing, but you kind of build the support and a community with a network of people that you're in the group with. But we also have Mind, Body, Medicine Skills Group, which promote intentional awareness. And I decided to add this one on because it is kind of frowned upon in the Black community, mindfulness, mindful awareness, self-compassion. We don't foster those things in the Black community. So I tried my best to make it so that this particular group is offered at a reasonable rate so that I can get it to as many people, as many of my people as I can, because these white people are doing it and it's working for them. But when we do it, it's considered foo-foo medicine or bougie shit or, you know, however you want to label it. It's frowned upon in the Black community, but it's something that is effective and that it works. So therefore, I'm making it my duty to bring it to my community and to let them see what mindful awareness can do for you, what self-compassion, what self-care is, what self-awareness can do for you, because it's not just something that the white people should be practicing. If all of us as Black individuals were to become mindful of ourselves and the things that we're doing, the way that we're talking to ourselves, it would benefit with our interactions with other people, with the goals that we're trying to set for ourselves, and pretty much put on the glasses for clearer vision so that you can see the way and pave the way in front of you. Don't get me to preaching, because I will talk to you all night about
I didn't want to cut you off because you was going in. We're going to take a quick commercial break because Dwayne always say I be muting everybody. So I didn't want to cut you off because
I was already on mute. I was already muted, so it wasn't a matter.
So, I wanted to let you talk. I muted me and Dwayne because I wanted to hear what you had to say, because sometimes letting other people talk is more powerful than someone hearing the same voice. But don't go anywhere, because we got to take a quick commercial break, and there's a couple of more things I want to get out the way with you before we move on for the night and let you go back to enjoying your beautiful family. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I told Monique not to wear that furry thong, but she wore it anyway.
Yeah, hold on, Obama. Look here, Esther. I need you to shut this store down right, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I need everything in order when I get back, and don't pull what you pulled last week.
Can you please go home?
What?
Go home, Pimp.
You heard what I said.
Drop it low, girl. 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 Drop it low, girl.
money making misses. All my ladies, throw your hands in the air. I got Patron in my cup, and I don't give a fuck. The better chick in the club right here.
Here I go. Drive it, wanna pop it, sweep that ass on the floor. You wanna see me shake it, yeah, you like it, when I drop it real low.
Oh, yeah, boy, you like that, oh.
If y'all don't know, Tanya was over there twerking. I'm not where she at, but I know she was.
Don't be judging my life like you know me. You don't know me.
Oh, I do. Listen, I know you was. You my best friend, bro. Dwayne, that song came on as soon as the beat dropped. Her back started moving.
Don't touch me.
So listen. Tanya, you got to give them the name of your business because people got to know the name of your business and they got to know how to be able to find you.
Absolutely. The name of the business is Motivation Magnified. You can reach us online at www.motivationmagnified.com, and we are on all social media platforms at Motivation Magnified, with the exception of Twitter, where we are at Motivate and Magnify.
And that's important because people have to understand that when you're trying to build yourself, and me and Tanya talk about this all the time. We've been friends for years now, and one of the things that we always talk about is growth, spiritualness, and self-awareness. And I think those things go hand in hand when you're trying to not only better yourself, but those around you. And one of the biggest things that we believe in that helps, especially Black people, is the art of music. And so coming up in the beginning of next year, we're still waiting to see what COVID's going to do, and we have a tentative date. But in the beginning of next year, I've already pegged her to be one of the guest presenters and keynote speakers for our body empowerment. And it's centered around the life through art. But one of the biggest arts that my best friend loves to dwell in is music. And not just music from a sense of listening to music, or music from a sense of singing, or sense of music from a sense of dancing, but she's one of those persons who fully immerse herself in the art of music. And the craziest, greatest thing about this is it's a family endeavor as well as an individual endeavor. So kind of explain to the people how music can be therapeutic and what ways we can kind of use music as art to embrace change or growth in our life.
Depending on what melodies and what tunes are in music, it can be incredibly therapeutic, especially when you're having mindful moments when all you are thinking about or all you are doing is absorbed into that one song and you're forgetting about all the pressures of life. A lot of people, I can tell you as a mother for two autistic sons, that music has been pivotal in their development. My son was diagnosed with autism when he was 2.5 years old, and music is what helped him to learn his sight words and to learn his alphabet. We had to teach him through music. We taught him through singing and through rapping how to read. And I know a lot of people don't make the correlation between the two, but it does exist. And it has been very effective in my family. My husband is a musician. My husband is a singer. My husband has been singing to my kids since they were in the womb. Therefore, they have both grown to be musical children.
music, mm-hmm. my daughter, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I do have a daughter with diagnosed mental illness. Music is, when I tell you, critical for her to be able to function when her anxiety is at its peak. She can put on a song and take an exam and ace the exam as long as she has music in her ears. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the lyrics that it talks about, but rather the melodies that she's listening to. But music is outlet as well. And again, y'all know I like to talk a lot. I'm rambling. So I'm just going to push pause for a minute and give it back to Donald because I don't know how to stop talking.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question, bro?
No, I was just saying, you know what I mean? Like, most people, like, I listen to music just to settle myself or just to be calm. Not to say I don't have any anxiety or nothing. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm having a rough day, I throw on some music, you know what I mean, to match my mood.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm big on that,
It can have that kind of calming effect to a person, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm big on it. I mean, I'm in a house right now with a teacher who is a music behavioral therapist. That's her actual degree and what she went in for, learning music and teaching music and the teaching the art of music. And it was just by watching what she does through music and how it's so key and so instrumental to interactions between people. Like, people don't realize, like, when a lot of us were growing up, especially those of us who consider ourselves true 80s babies. Now, if you was born in 1988, yes, you are technically, by the definition, an 80s baby. Technically.
See, look, you rallying the masses up again, man.
Yes, he is, because he knows goddamn well I'm an 88 baby.
Well, you're not the only one. What you call it is, too, so.
But I say this because it's not to be petty, because I like to joke. I like to rile up the masses, get people, you know, something to talk about later. But the importance of when you look at what music has done for our generation, and I can't, because I tell people, this show is not designed to speak about things I can't speak of. But when I look at the Black community and I look at what music has done to shape us, what has done, you know, there are songs that, and I don't say this to be mean, but there are songs that when I look at or I listen to the artist, I tell people, I'm like, I can't relate to it. Like, me and my wife was having a classic debate about Amy Winehouse. And I told her, I said, don't get me wrong, she's a very talented person. I said, but for me, Amy Winehouse, for a lot of the times, is in the same category for me as Eminem. I didn't suffer from addiction, so those weren't my issues. But for people who can relate to what they're saying, their music is very powerful. And so what we have to learn to do is, and this is why I love when you take therapy and when you take life and you mirror the two, you have to understand that everything is not designed for you, but there are some things out there that's going to reach the masses, and we have to be able to pull from those things when we need to reach the masses. Tanya, we're going to take one more commercial break, and we're going to come back and ask you two more questions, and then we're going to get you out of here for the night because we know you got a beautiful family to take care of, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this right here, sound like that new bounce. By the way, H-U-E-Y. Boy, hit me that yep. Partner. Po, you a fool for this one.
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll. Oh! Tonight is gonna be some changes, no access to digging, so stop acting and get it clapping, cause I'm knowing you feel me. Yeah, you cute, but don't let that shit go to your head.
before then I gotta see you pop, lock, and drop it. Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll. Oh!
All right, y'all. I know we're over there breaking Tanya's knees. We can't keep having her getting low on the ground like this tonight. She wasn't ready for all this tonight.
Jesus, that was not on the agenda.
Listen, where's my brother at? Because I know he's just over there watching in the background.
He's in the other room.
Oh, so you done left your head. He done missed all that booty in there.
He done missed it. That's all right. I'll give him a recap.
You know what? Listen, that's why y'all got 17 kids. That's why y'all got 17 kids. So let me ask you a question, because you are in the medical profession as well. And I don't want you to tell the people.
You taking the vaccine? That's what you want to get to.
No, I don't want her to tell people to or don't. I don't want to ask it like
that.
What is your recommendation to family members dealing with it? Because you come from both sides. You come from a medical background, and you also believe in holistic ministry on both sides. So for a person who comes from both angles, what is your mental process to this at this point?
At this point, only because I do have multiple ways of thinking, I would not advise taking the COVID vaccine. But then again, you're also speaking to the person that doesn't advise to take the flu vaccine. There's just multiple things and multiple studies and multiple things that just have to be worked out in order to declare it safe. But I'm a person, of course, of, of holism that believes that the body can handle different viruses that come its way as long as you're taking care. This is where proactivity comes from with your health and well-being. Your best defense against the coronavirus is to get your shit together in regards to your health and wellness now.
Yeah.
And your body's defenses, our bodies were built, our bodies were designed to be able to fight off viruses and illness. And a lot of the predisposing factors that are kind of killing people out there right now can be corrected proactively. We don't have to wait for something to go wrong in order to say, okay, I'm going to make some changes. Start now. Build up your immune system now in order to be able to fight. And I'm approaching this not just from a medical standpoint. I've had COVID. I'm a nurse, okay? I've had COVID. And I still wouldn't take the virus even after surviving COVID. I still wouldn't take the vaccine. Because I don't feel like its effectiveness is stronger or greater than that of the ability of the human body to fight on its own.
Because, see, here's me, and I tell people all the time, don't take my advice, because everybody has families, everybody has decisions that they have to make, they have career opportunities that they have to do, and whatever. Here's my definition of what I'm going to do, because here's what I can do. If anything says it requires for me to have to get the vaccine, I'm no longer doing that. I don't give a fuck about your job. I don't give a fuck about your educational system. I don't give a fuck about your public transportational system. I care about none of those things.
But you can't force a person to take the shit.
Oh, no. Again, we already know who they're going to target. They're going to go after the military. They're going to go after government employees. They're going to go after healthcare officials. They're going to go after the food service industry. We already know where they're going to go with this. We know this. We know. We don't have to. The thing about Americans is sometimes we try to play stupid, like we don't know what's getting ready to come down the pipeline. History has a way of repeating itself. And if you go back and you look at everything that we are experiencing now, we are repeating the same history of 1918, 1920. Just go look at it. Go read. And I tell people all the time, don't tell me I'm wrong until you read it for yourself. The information is public knowledge. And in the Spanish flu pandemic, if you go and look at it, the first wave of it did not kill that many people. It was the second wave. Why? Because Americans have an ignorance bliss that says that their constitutional rights are being infringed upon, because if you tell them to do something, you're taken away from their constitutional rights. Here's the problem that I have with that statement, and I just want to say this, and then we can move on because I don't want to stay here. Isn't it also not your constitutional right to preserve your own fucking life? And this is not about trying to say anybody's dumb or stupid or not, but whatever your belief is in for preserving your own right, whether it be going to get the vaccine or your belief that the country should be locked down or everything in between, do it. The biggest problem that I have with everybody out there that's talking heads, they're not even doing the shit they talk about. For the sake of everybody, including your own dumb ass, make a decision that best fits you, whatever that is, from a safety precaution, and go, please, sit the fuck down somewhere and shut up, because you ain't going to convince. Let me tell y'all what y'all not going to convince most people that are between the age of 30 to 90. Now, you might get the younger generation to do it, and you might go get the ones who need to keep working to do it. But what you're not going to convince most black folks to do is go get a vaccine after we saw what y'all did with the Tuskegee experiment, after we saw what you did with Henrietta Lacks, well, we saw what you've done throughout science, medical, and discovery using black people for genome mapping, genotypes, and all types of scientific bullshit.
Well, you know, they got to test on us first, man. You know, we are the alpha. I'm not saying don't kill nobody else, but listen, man. When you are the X factor and you are the genome code, they got to get it from somewhere.
Like I told them, y'all want somebody to go get it first? I want to see all the billionaires line up and get injected. I want to see all the NFL, NBA, Major League Soccer. I want to see Google. I want to see all of the tech companies in California. Like, I want to see all the people that's supposed to be worth something. I want to see y'all first. Steve Jobs. I want to see all these people. Here's the one last. But before Tanya goes, because the reason why I talked about wanting to do charitable work, i.e. bike drives, mental health, things of that nature, the reason why I changed what I did, Tanya, and I wanted you to go look at something. I read an article today, and it said Jeffrey Bezos, everybody shouldn't know who he is. I shouldn't have to break him down. If you live in America, you should know who he is. Bitch, you damn near use his service every day.
Okay.
His wife donated $4.2 million to charity. And here's why, I find this to be the most asinine shit that I've ever seen in my life. How the fuck in the year of 2020... you donate $4.2 million to charity, and we got homeless people not eating and families going without food during the pandemic? Who the fuck did you give it to?
Listen, that's the point. That's the point. That's why I don't give to nobody.
And people get mad when I say it like that. But if you gave away do you know how many turkeys $4.2 million is?
I don't know if there's that many turkeys in the U.S.
Do you know how many
in the wild?
Do you know how many bowls of mashed potatoes that can produce? Like, I ain't talking about going out and doing, like, building new stadiums and new houses and all types of frivolous shit. But I'm talking about if they literally, with her own business of $4.2 $2 million. You mean to tell me that we couldn't have took care of poor people with food? That at the end of the day, we wouldn't have to be doing stuff like being hungry during a pandemic? But I don't want to stay there because I'll get upset. But I just wanted to tell y'all the reason behind why I made the change is because I wanted to make sure if we're going to do things, Black America, I need y'all to hear me. Listen, Black, Indigenous, minorities, people of ethnic descent, here's what I need you to understand. Stop acting like because somebody donated something to charity, and don't get me wrong, I am a believer in charitable causes. Please, don't take that, because charitable causes has helped many. But if you're going to give money to a charitable cause, make sure that cause is doing what you believe it should be doing. Now, I don't care that their board of officials get $1 million or whatever, and it's a 501c3, but they still got people making millions. If that's what you want to give to it. That's your dumb ass. Because I'm not going to give $1 million, I'm not going to give money, but John, whoever at the such and such foundation gets $1 million contribution because he oversees it. No, bitch, you supposed to be, that's a volunteer job. You shouldn't be getting paid. I'm sorry. That we always said charitable shit is volunteer work. That's what I was told coming up in high school. If not, bitch, I need all those volunteer hours back, and I need a check.
Listen, I still understand how you got a non-profit, but they profit. Let me get it.
Listen, I had a conversation with a man the other day, and he said that he ran a non-profit for 32 years, and of the 32 years that he worked there, he never took a salary. He said, because it was never about me getting paid. It was about what I did for the community. So if someone else can do that for 32 years, because he said I had a real job that paid me well to do what I needed to do, what I did in my nonprofit role was to make sure that others had, then I'm sorry.
You shouldn't be getting a salary if it's a nonprofit.
Why do you take money out of a nonprofit?
Do you not understand what you just said right there? The key
mm-hmm.
word in there is non.
Mm-hmm.
I mean none.
No, zero, zilch, nada.
All money that comes in is donations for the cause. not for you. Not for you to go get you a new suit or new shoes, man. Cut it out.
Listen, I don't want to throw nobody under the bus, but there is one allegation that I am waiting to see what happens with, and I'm not a believer in seeing people suffer, but I am thoroughly watching the Joel Osteen investigation. Now, I don't know, and I just want to talk about this real quick. I don't know what he did or didn't do. But what I do have a problem with, and I told people like this, this is when I stopped believing in him as a ministry and as a church. When your city gets flooded and you can't help the people, I can't believe in your cause.
Yeah, that was different. he said, I ain't opening my doors.
He
cracked the door open and told you, I'm not opening my door.
I'm not opening the doors for none of y'all. And people around the world have donated to this ministry and the very city that you're getting. You got a tax-free stadium, nigga. And I have to say it like that because that's some nigga shit. You got a stadium. And you telling me you can't help the people, but you get you got all of that based off of a 501c3 and other advances. So, Miss Lewis, we're not going to keep you any longer. If you want to go ahead and end the show with us, you can, but we're going to take our next commercial break. If you want to remain, that as well. If you want to step out when we come out the next commercial break, we'll let you say goodbye to the people if that's your choice to do so. We'll be right back on the Big Bappin' Friends Show.
too hard to beg. Ain't no shame in this game. I'm gonna break it down and beg like Jane. Please, please, please. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. 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 Please, please, please. Been on the fuck wild. Let me do that donkey judge style. Grip the hips and bounce around. Now do the rhyme. Rock it. Don't stop it, I wanna knock it, yeah. Open up and let me come inside. Turn me on a donkey ride. I wanna make that body jerk. No time to play, just doing work. Cause I'm a businessman, taking care of business. Gotta get a witness. So come on off, you little devil. Let me take it to that other level. So I'ma get sick like Bushwick. Cause I need a donkey quick. So let me ride that donkey all the way down. I got to make them freaky sign. Cause I just freak that I'm up and rhyme. Don't need a long relationship. Just hit it, quit it, and dip. So give me that donkey button, them big old legs. I ain't hard to beg, ain't no shame in this game. I'ma break it down a bag like Jane. Please, please, please. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. 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 Please, please.
All right, all right. Get that thing out the air again, Tanya. I know what's popping over there.
Wait a minute,
because
my husband joined in with me on this one, so we was both in here dancing.
What is this? My boy, C. Lou in the building. What's good, boy?
Now I'm on here chilling, man, dancing, getting that booty stuck on me.
Man, listen, bro, listen, y'all. If y'all don't know, this is the husband, and I have to say it like this before I let them get out of here. This is the husband of the best friend. Y'all don't understand. This man right here, I called them on their anniversary because I actually wanted to tell them happy anniversary to them from the show, but they was at dinner. And so I want to personally say I apologize for interrupting y'all anniversary dinner. No, because y'all don't understand. My boy Corey is not big on, he like me. He not big on planning a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff. He not big on going out spending unnecessary money for dumb shit. He's a believer in being frugal towards the family's needs. He's a man's man when it comes to doing stuff. But when he tell his wife, babe, go get dressed, I got something for you, she know it's a surprise and it's going to be worth every moment of it. So for all of those chicks out there that be like, ooh, ain't no good men out there, y'all looking for the wrong men.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one, when I met them, and let me brag on y'all a little bit, because y'all don't understand, y'all one of my favorite couples. And I need people to understand, when we talk about people being favorite couples, they're not my favorite couple because they're perfect. Them niggas got flaws like a motherfucker. But they're honest with each other. They communicate with each other. The issues that they've had in their relationship, they work through them together. They communicate it. And it wasn't always easy for her to hear him, and it wasn't always easy for him to hear her. But they had, i.e., a friend like myself and other friends and family members in the circle who could pull them to the side and give them actual, honest words of wisdom. And the thing that I say most about these two is when you go and you're around them, because you gotta experience it. Like, this show doesn't do it just. You have to be around them. You have to experience the love, the gratitude that they have for each other and that they have for others. So I want to say personally, on behalf of all of my listeners out here, thank you for being exactly who you are and continue to let your lights shine for those around you, because you too get up and you touch lives every single day, whether people know it or whether you get recognition or whether you get credit for it. You guys make sacrifices for people every day, and that is a hard thing to do because a lot of people are selfish. So from me to you, and it takes, and the reason why I say husband, because a lot of people don't know, is Corey is more of the, I'm the quiet, I'm the laid back, I'll chill, I'll do what I need to do when I need to do it. that pistol ass firecracker of a wife he got sitting next to him, he damn near have to choke her ass to sit her down sometimes because she do too much.
Ain't nobody asked you to agree with him. So
as your wife's best friend, I say thank you for being the husband that she needs, because a lot of people think that it's easy to be with someone that is passionate and a person like her. So I thank you for putting up with her sometimes, and the other times sitting her the fuck down.
Whose side are you on?
Both of y'all. I love both of y'all. Come on, brother. You can't talk about whose side you on now, nigga. Don't sit that petty shit down.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'm gonna get all five of my kids to gang up. You know all of them probably.
They ain't much. They ain't saying too much.
But you're not going to do a talk about me like I'm not right here in this building.
Hey, yo, she doing it.
Damn. This one doesn't have too many black folks in one location at the same time. One of the things that I'm going to push for, and I'm going to be an advocate, and Tanya, I don't do a lot of things for women because let me change how I was about to say it, because I don't want that statement to come off how it was about to be said. Because it sounded real fucked up. So one of the drives that I am going to push for, one of the initiatives that I'm going to push for in the state of Florida and around the United States, is I'm going to push for the moment that a woman becomes pregnant, she automatically qualifies, regardless of how many days that she's been on a job, automatically qualifies for FMLA.
They do already, though. I believe they
do. No, they do not. No, they do not.
No.
It depends on the state, and it depends on the legislation in that state. Now,
because I know everybody that I well, every job that I've been with.
Go to Connecticut.
Every job that I've been with, everybody, as soon as they get the job, they fill out for FMLA.
No.
It every year. They get their shit renewed every year for no reason, just to have it.
Listen what you said. They get it every year. You fill it out. But in a lot of states, FMLA does not kick in until you've had at least 1 year on the job.
Correct.
That's most states. And the problem that happens with that is if you get a new job today and you and your spouse gets pregnant 30 days into the year, now what do you do? What happens if she's high risk? What happens if certain genetic anomalies happen within the child, and so certain things have to be taken place for that? There are some things that I do not believe should be fair and equal. There are some things that I believe that women should get predispositionally that men shouldn't get. And it has nothing to do with women being better or less than a man. This is not about that. But I went through it personally. And I watched how difficult it was for my wife to get assistance because of the level of the job she was at, the connectivity of the job that she's been on. I'm watching people right now in different states struggle. There are literally groups. People don't realize there are moms groups and different things all over social media where these women are teaching women how to go through having their babies, because there's a lot of things that people don't know they qualify, or they get adversely pushed to the side because the system doesn't adequately teach them the proper ways. Because it's different when you are in the federal system and you're getting help versus when you're out here and you're at the mercy of just a company deciding to lay you off. They're not equal. And it's not fair. And I'm adamant about that because at the end of the day, regardless of how you feel, women are the ones who have our babies, and I feel like I've heard enough women say they need that. That is a law that should be on the books, and it should be universal. It shouldn't be different from state to state. That needs to be a federally mandated thing, and I'm sorry, Congress and different people should not be able to tell you what your body needs or doesn't need. As a woman, if you're a doctor, if you're a doula, if all of these people are coming to you saying these are the things that you need, jobs need to be advantageous, and we need to get on board with that. I don't give a damn about universal health care. We need to allow people the opportunity, the ability to be off without trying to attack them and take their jobs off, take their jobs from them because they need to get help. I don't give a fuck about your job. I don't give a fuck about your building. I don't give a fuck about your bottom line. If our children don't get a chance, I don't care. So let's give our children a chance. Miss Tanya, Mr. Corey, is there anything that you guys want to say before we get ready to get up out of here tonight?
My thought was coming. I mean, I agree with what you were saying, most definitely. There was a lot that came up tonight. So to you, I'm going to say from best friend to best friend, I admire all that you were doing. Continue that passion that I know that you have a fire that burns within you. Continue to move forward, and you know that we got your back every step of the way.
Mr. Corey?
Well, he doesn't want outside to throw out the garbage. You don't hear him singing? I don't know who sings to throw out the garbage, but apparently he does.
Okay. That's my brother. I can't even say nothing bad about him. Okay, before you hang up, because we still got another 15 minutes to go, I'm going to get this last commercial break in before you go, because this song right here is really why I wanted you to come on the show. This last song is for you, okay, before you get out of here and go take care of your family.
Okay.
Come on, I know she's gonna come on. So I'm like, I know my dog. If it's gonna make her pop dance, she's gonna be ready. Oh, before you go, tell the people about, you know, because you do dance and you do dance with a mom's group. So tell people how they can see you out dancing and performing when you do that.
Absolutely. I dance with AON, which stands for All or Nothing. Their parent group, which is called the Dangerous Diamonds. We just performed at the Okeechobee Parade. So we will be performing again at the MLK. Well, not MLK. Well, we are doing the MLK Parade, but the Christmas Parade in Palm Beach County in Riviera Beach. We will be doing that in January, and then we are putting on a showcase in February. So if you head over to Facebook or social media, you can find the page for the entire dance company. It's called All or Nothing on Facebook, and on Instagram it's All or Nothing 561.
Man, I told y'all, she do so much, and I love her. This is my best friend. I literally, like, I texted her earlier this week, and I was like, I miss you. I love you. I need to see you. Like, matter of fact, next week normally we would be getting ready for our annual Christmas pajama party, but due to COVID, we are now not we won't be at this party. What, 2 years in a row now?
2 years in a row.
So I'm just letting you know we got to get COVID out the way, because 2021 we are having that pajama party. Second thing, my sister was supposed to call in, but for those of you who are on my page, please go to my page, tell my sister happy birthday in the comment section. There's a post that I made. I didn't put up pictures because I didn't want to put up pictures because everybody else put up pictures, but please go tell my sister happy birthday on my page if you're out there. Also, I am making an announcement for my birthday. Tanya, Corey, get yourselves ready. Remember how I told you we was going to be in the Carolinas for body empowerment? Not going to do body empowerment. I am going home. I am having a birthday party in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I am taking y'all with me. Y'all are going to meet my family. Y'all are going to meet the people who breeded this crazy motherfucker. So I love you.
We always ready to go. As long as I can round up my crew. Now that I have a crew now.
Listen, the only thing I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna give you all the rules that everybody else give you when you take them home to the family. I'm going to tell you who you can hang out with. I'm going to tell you who not to hang out with. And I'm going to tell you who might get you killed. That's it. Yeah. It's one in every family.
True.
Like you can't say you black and don't also, like, you can't say you black and don't know a criminal. There's a criminal in every family. It just depends on how well you know that criminal. But there's one in every family.
Tell them don't look at my Mexican kids.
No. My family know I shoot people. Listen, the military giving me a lot of skills, but the one skill that it did give me is how to shoot, move, and communicate. We ain't gotta be extra. Like, we don't have to be extra. Listen, I can do three things. I tell people all the time, I can do three things very well. I can shoot, I can move, and I can communicate. Now, whichever one of them,
and all three of them I can do at the same time.
Right, but it's also
while I'm shooting you, I'm telling you, get your hands up and get the fuck out of the way while I'm moving towards you.
So before we get out of here, man, D, give the people a strong word.
Let's see. Since it's snowing out here, this is the time for all that good money for all these crackheads, dope fiends, and little kids with their shovels. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get out there and get to it. Well, me personally, right now, you know what I mean? It's just everybody just be safe. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit going on. Everybody's different in each other's area. You know what I mean? Politics go on in, you know what I mean, each person's state, city, town, house, you know, politics as usual. But just be safe out here. I'm good.
Tanya, give the people a strong word.
Oh, man, you done put me on the spot. You done put me all the way on the spot.
You been flapping your gums all night.
You hush. But yes, my word will probably be something that I posted to social media today that resonated very deeply with me. It's just be reminded that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So just be kind to yourself. Be aware of yourself, be mindful of yourself, and give yourself a break.
We're going to do two things before I get people out of here because I forgot to do it, and I'm not going to be a man of a false lie. I forgot to do what day it is, so let me knock both of those out real quick because it's only two. That's how I kept forgetting because it was only two. The list was so damn short. So we have National Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. I don't know what the fuck that is, so y'all got to look that up and Google it. I know it's on Instagram, so go to our DJ's Roundtable and look up what that is. Now, the second one, Tanya, you're going to love this one because this one is us right here. Today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Hey.
Bitch,
you heard that, baby? It's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Listen, she's going to put some chocolate on that nigga.
Ow. National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
She's so nasty. See, that's why y'all got 17,000 kids.
Don't judge my life.
Just nasty. Corey.
I bet y'all ain't having the most.
I heard down, but I don't want you to get excited.
I bet y'all ain't having the most.
Okay. This is why this is funny, Corey. Corey and Tanya, I have been telling them forever that I saw, because I want you to realize this, Tanya. I told you when I first met you, I saw three more kids in your life, and you looked at me and you laughed at me.
I wonder if I could have three more kids.
Tanya, how many more kids have you had since I told you that statement?
Don't worry about that. That's not the point.
You want to know that? You want to know the X factor in that? You want to know the X factor in that? The person who told you. He didn't tell you. You probably wouldn't have had it.
Listen, but hey.
It's that jinxy leprechaun over there.
Hey, listen. I didn't jinx nothing. She had a choice. Her and her husband sat down and had a conversation about that. And it was for a good reason. It was a really great reason for them doing what they did. So, anyways, I love you. God bless y'all. Let me close out and talk to these people real quick. Let me give them the passionate side of me. As I close the show, I want y'all to realize something. We have had over 300,000 related to COVID. That is 300,000 reasons to be angry, to be sad, to be disenfranchised, to feel whatever it is that you feel because of it happening. There are people who have caught COVID. There are people who have had deaths in their family due to COVID. But I said that because I want to say this. You are the mitigating factor that decides if you and your family is here after this war is over. You, the precautions you take, the protocols you put in place, the things and the decisions that you make. I do not care who your supervisor is. I don't care who your president is. I don't care who your mayor is. I don't care what it is that you believe in. What I do believe in this is one thing. You have a choice to come up with the most important protocols for you and your loved ones. And I ask you to do it with charity, do it with love, do it with peace, do it with understanding. Because understand, putting your family at risk is the least important thing that you can do in this time. Because if you can't live to fight for tomorrow, dying for today is in vain when you don't have to die in the first place. So on that note,
still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos, tipping on fofos, wrapped in. ballin', still ballin' in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick, slim nigga, sick in your chick. Pullin' tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping.
Oh, and if y'all still listening, remember, y'all can follow us on Spotify. Go to Spotify, click Big Bap and Friends in the search, follow the podcast, and every day when we create a new episode, within the next hour, it will upload, and we'll also put the link out every next morning. So tomorrow's link will be out 7 a.m. Go follow DJ's Roundtable. The link will be there for you. Now let's go tip on some fofos.
Under my Michelin S.O. Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding freewheel sliding like an escapade, I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house, huh?
Sippin' on fofos, rapping fofos. Sippin' on fofos, rapping fofos.
I'm sipping wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your dame missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and stir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping drop with invisible tops. Hose bob with my drop step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got dirt on the brand with a pan of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. Tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Ooh. Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.